Last week, we discussed the Gemara in Bava Basra speaks about Barichos, that in order to be Yaitse Kiddush, you need a Rai Lanase Chagabe HaMizbeach. You need something that's right to be Manase Chagabe HaMizbeach. And the Gemara over there asks, what's it coming to be Mamayit? And the Gemara says that it's coming to be Mamayit, Dafka, something that's Mayis, or Ein Rai, that's what we're coming to be Mamayit. But something that's Stam, not Blechatchila for Nisach, that's going to be kosher for Kiddush Hayoyim. And we said the Gemara states over there, Klar, Yayim Migitoy is kosher. Last week we spoke about more about Richos, our difference between Yayim Migitoy and our grape juice is our grape juice, Nichal and Halach of Yayim Migitoy. So it's just on to be Mamshech, that the Gemara, the Tosis, first we'll discuss Yayim Avushal, and hopefully we'll get to other Yainas. Tosis asked the Kasha, what about Yayim Avushal? The Gemara is not a Mayit Yayim Avushal. So Tosis says that Enchanami, because as a Tosis sounds like, and the other Rishonim, the Rosh, also brings this down, that there are two extremes in the Shita of the Rishonim and the Goinim. The Goinim, the Chuvas HaGoinim held that Yayim Avushal is called Nishtana the Grey Yusa. Now we know the Gemara in Brachis, Aflam Mechah says, anytime something in the standard of Griusa, so then the bracha goes down to Shahakal. So Zok Toysis, what would be the reason why we can't use it for Kiddush? Because it was the standard of Griusa, because the Gemara, we came out that the only thing you can use for Kiddush is the reason, not because it's just it's not Rayon Asik HaMizbech, it has to be in the standard of Griusa. So Zok Toysis, if you say it's the standard of Griusa, then the bracha is Shahakal. It's not a chesaron in yayin. The Vardi that this yayin is shahakal. So if it's a shahakal, the Gemara should have said much more than it's not just a din hilchos kiddush that you can't use it for kiddush. It's parsha kibshutoi. It's shahakal. Therefore, Tosfos says that avada, and he brings down the Yushalmi. That Yushalmi says, you see, that you can use yayin avoshal for dalakoses. So therefore, it's good. The Rosh brings another raya. The Rosh brings a raya that the Mishnah and Truma says yilabi mavashal yayin. So you see from there, that's not called Nishtan Negriyusa, because if you're Nishtan Negriyusa, you're not allowed to do that to Yayin Shal Truma. In fact, the Rosh HaKasha, there's a Mishnah in Trumas that says you can't be Torim from Mavushal She'ena Mavushal, because you can't be Torim from Ra Ala Yafeh. So there, it's not really Ra, it just means for this Kayin, it's Ra. The other Rishonim want to say that it's not ba'etem ra, it's just that when you cook it, the Rishonim say, that it makes it even more alcoholic. And because you're making it more alcoholic, it's not really l'shtir, it's called kach. So therefore, kehana might not want it. But not that ba'etem, it's l'shtan agriyusa. So we have basically these shitas of Rishonim. In Chuvas of Rashi, in the Shas Ruz Goinim, they both say that you see for the Gemara that you can't use it for Yayin Nesech, it doesn't become Yayin Nesech, so you see that's in the Shtan of the Geyusa, so therefore, Avada, you can't use it for Kiddush. And then the Chanami, you take a make a bracha of Shahakal. So come at that there's really going on, what's happening really is, a shtickle extreme achleikis, in the Rishayinim and the Goinim. Some Rishayinim held that cooking makes it in the Shtan of the Geyusa, and the other Rishayinim held, no, it's really in the Shtan of Malyusa. And therefore, Avadi Kiyuda for Kiddush, you can make a Bari Priya Gafen. I saw the Maram Sheik in Chuvas, they bring down from the Maram Sheik that he asked that a Chush made that you see that Yayim Avushal is a more Chash of a Yayim. You see, the Gemara says you can't use it for Nesachim. So that already the Rishonim answered that even though you can't, because we've got the Nishtanim Ibbe Yusai, to the din of Nishtanim Ibbe Yusai, that makes it that's not really for Nisach HaGabem is there. But by Etzim Fek, the Maram Sheik, that you see, it's Nishtana Mayusai. So the Tashbitz and Chuvis, he wants to say that maybe Enechanami, that the Rishonim said that Yayim Avushal is not good, he wants to that sign that maybe those Goinim held that's a different type of Bishal, that they used to cook it so much until all the juice would evaporate, and then it would turn more into like a very thick honey type of drink. So he said, maybe that's when the Goyinim held, that's the Shtani Ligrisa. The Pashtas, the Rishayinim, the Goyinim, they don't really sound like that. And I saw brought down a different Mahalach, there's a Sefer called Kodesh Ilulim. It's a comprehensive Sefer on all Nyanay Kiddush. And over there he brings down from the Tshuvis, Levushe Mardechai, similar to Gimel. And he wants to say that maybe the Shtani the Goyinim was a different shot. And he wants to say that in the olden days, the way they used to cook it was in the oven, and they used to seal up the oven completely. So he says, there, such a type of process of cooking changed the whole mahus of the yayin, and changed the flavor. Everything was a totally different experience of the yayin. And here he says, maybe that's when the goyim said, that's nishtana l'griyusa. Again, l'maisa, the Rishayim and the Paiskim, no one says this chilek. He said that, what? Right, so that's the Shaila. Why? It doesn't really say that it ruins the wine. There's a two stodim by Stam Bishal. Is the Pshat because the Taka, like you're saying, like these Goyim will say Zichr, Sinshtan agrees that it ruins the wine. The other thing is, if you balance, it's not the regular way of wine. Because maybe the Vardid is a heavier wine or it's a more alcoholic wine. So therefore, the Chazal, it's not the regular way of Shtiyas Yayin, so Chazal weren't Koylet in the Gzeira of Sam Yena. That's the way the two Mahalakim over there in the Sugya. Al Kapanim, these are basically the Shitas of the Goinim and the Rishainim. The Torah brings it down in Hilchis Kiddush. But also, there's another Shita from the Rambam. The Rambam brings down that Amikachin al Yain her Ella Raya Nasakamizbeh. Lufikach and Ms. Arabi Dvash Oisar Afil Kitipa Sachadol Amikachin Allah. The Rambam starts off from the Shita Sarishainim that they want to say that you can only make kiddush on something that's Raya Lanasakhagabamizbeh. Therefore, Dr. Rambam, something has a little Dvash inside, or you mavashal it, that's not Raya Lagabamizbeh. Then the Rambam says, no, v'yesh mishayimer, you don't need something that's ready to nasach gamizbech. Why? From our Gemara. Our Gemara is mashma, that the only time you need ready to nasach gamizbech is only if the reason why you can't be menasach it is because it was nishtan in the greyusa. The mashal, yayin, the Gemara says, yayin, that's magula. Right? Because it's magula, so you shouldn't use it for kiddush because it's mayus. Or, the Gemara says, or yayin shereche ra. So the kasha, the deed of Shainim held, no, that the Gemara is also being kaidel anything that's not real and Asakam is best, which is the Ara on deed of Shainim. And the Leisikalim ask it, that Lechayev Kipshutif in the Gemara is not mashm like that. Now, the Rambam feels, but even if you don't hold like that, Dr. Rambam, only something that's Nishtan of Griyusa, which, and one of the examples the Rambam gives is Yayim Avushal. So the Rambam would seem that he's going that Yayim Avushal. You can't, Mamanashach, you can't be used for Kiddush. Now the Beis Yosef brings down the Shita and Hilchis, and we're holding out of Tu Bishra, the Chavusas Meir, Silamais and Reish Beis, over there, Taka brought down in Halacha, that we hold Yayim Avushal and make a Bari. The Beis Yosef brings down a Shita from Beni Ruchin that says, the Ramam held that Yayin, you only make a Shahakal. Yayim Avushal, you make a Shahakal. Frek, the Beis Yosef, he doesn't know, he never saw that Rambam, that the Rambam would say that he makes a Shahakal. So Aruch HaShulchan says, no, the Maisa, based on our Rambam, that the Rambam said that the reason why he can't make Kiddush on Yayim Avushal is because it's Nishtana L'Griyusa. So the Chayra, we know that anybody, if you hold it's Nishtana L'Griyusa, the Rishayim put one and one together, that if it's Nishtana L'Griyusa, that's what Taisa says, then you have to make a Shahakal on it. So therefore, that's why the Rambam Taka held that he make a Shahakal. Now, halacha l'maisa, the Torah brings down the different shittas about yayin mevushal and yayin shenasim beidvash. Let's see the mechaber together. It's a very negel halacha. It's on page lamed hay. In sif ches, the mechaber starts off mekachin al yayin mevushal val yayin sheyesh beidvash. The mechaber paskins that you could use yayin mevushal and you could use wine that has a little honey. We'll get back to this halacha of dvash. Let's just first handle mevushal. So the mechaber writes, you can use wine That's Mavushal. The Yeshayimim she'ein mekachin alei. And the Yeshayim say, no, you can't use it. You should not use Yayim Mavushal. Now, the Archa Shulcha wants to say that in Kolam and Psak, that when the Mechaber writes Yeshayimim, means he's going be'ikr, and the Meshabur brings this down also, that be'ikr he held, means even Svad, they want to be makbid on the Mechaber, be'ikr he held that you could use Yayim Mavushal. Now, the Ramah fears those, that the minig is to make on Yayim Mavushal, unless you find a wine that is as good as the Mavushal. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah paskins. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you can find a wine that's as good as the Mavushal, l'chatchila, you should not use Yayim Mavushal. So a person wants to know what is the best wine to use for Kiddush. The L'chayra, it's going that the best thing that you should use is, if you can find, especially nowadays, a very good bottle of wine that's not Mavushal, you should use Yayin she'ein Mavushal. And even grape juice, even if you want to make with grape juice, somebody says, there are grape juice that are not Mavushal. So L'chayra, that would be the best thing if someone could use ein Mavushal. And I saw from Shmuel Kamenetsky, someone asked him, if the Yayin she'ein Mavushal is better, the Yayin Mavushal is better, then you're allowed to use Yayin Mavushal. So someone asked him, what about if it's cheaper? Is that also cheshbon? Is that going to the cheshbon that you have a reason why you want to use the Yayim Mavushal? See, he said no, that's not a real good cheshbon, that just because you get cheaper, that's not I guess it's totally how much money you have, but I'll go upon him, it wouldn't, just because you found a cheaper bottle with the Yayim Mavushal cheaper, it's not a reason to use the Yayim Mavushal. Right, so this is talking to Mishnah Berurah. Look at Mishnah Berurah on page Lamed Vav. She'enu toiv, de'im hoi shavin, yishlachu shadasi yishayimim, shemachmirim b'zeh, shaloi l'kadosh. The Ma'aseh says, Mishnah Berurah says also, you should try if you can get hold of Yayin She'enu Mavushal. The Mishnah Berurah says clearly that you should try to use Yayin She'enu Mavushal. Just to point one thing out, is that last two Zmanim ago, we learned in Yom of Yayin Nesach, so I heard from Chashev Yidden that by a simcha they always make sure only to use Yayim Mavushal, because then you run into real problems of Stam Yayin, Yayin Nesach, which is a Chamer de Geshayla, and it's better not to run into those problems than to have a Shayla of Yayim Mavushal. I guess someone also has a lot of help in the house, someone has a baby with baby nurses and different things, then just to be aware of it, that in such a massive Mesamet Tznak Kedai to have this Chumrah to use Yayin Mavushal. Yayin She'enu Mavushal. Now, what about Davash? The Rambam also brings in that you should not use Yayin that has Davash in it. Now, the Yeshayim say that no, that's not a problem. So, there would be two reasons why not to use Davash. In the Magen Mishnah, he wants to say that the Shittas that held that you could use Davash, Yayin She'enu Davash, is because it's not a different type of wine. The reason why you can't use it for Nesachim is not a chesaron in the Yayin, but we have a klal that it says that anything that has Davash, Lo Yisaktira, Agave HaMizbech. Anything that has Davash, and I'll use Agave HaMizbech. So the reason why you can't use it for Nesachim is not because it's a different type of wine, but because in the wine there's already Dvash, and there's the Issit to be Makir with Dvash, Agave HaMizbech, so that's why it's Asr. So that's why these sheets are held, that doesn't apply to Kiddush. Because Kiddush is no din, the wine is a good wine. That's one sheet though. There's another reason, other people want to say, no, that maybe putting in Dvash, that already changes the type of wine. So the Baal changes the type of wine, so therefore, there's a Makim to be Makir, not to use it for Kiddush. Now, what about using sugar? What about wine that they add sugar? Right, most of us don't have wine that they really add honey. I don't know, maybe they have it. I haven't seen it really. But what about sugar? So the Prima Gadam brings down that who had in sugar? Sugar, l'chayr would be the same problem. They bring down over here in the Agoyisim Chaim Sander. I don't think it's the Rebbe of Chaim Sander, I think it's a different Chaim Sander. He wants to say, no, Rabbi Baal, the whole Isser of having wine that has Dvash in it, it also didn't have like Saktiyah, got meant to have Dvash, so sugar wasn't Nechla. But I saw from Ramesh Sternbach that he wants to say, no, that if you look at Rashi in Vayikra, said that anything that makes it sweet is nichan the iser of lo yisakti agav emadbeh. So therefore he says sugar avada would be nichan. So the mice of the Mishaburi goes to this prima gadim, and Mishaburi goes that it's a problem since added sugar into the wine, that would be a problem. Also, if you want to be machmir, if you want to get in all the shittas, means if you're a person who's trying to get the most muhodadika wine for kiddush and you're not using mavushal, you shouldn't either use added sugar. I don't know really the process of winemaking nowadays, how much, usually they write in every bottle, no added, but I don't know what Matthias says. Now, Ramesha Shlomach also points out, Ramesha Feinstein is brought down, I don't know, it's from a serious Ramesha, but Ramesha Shlomach points out, he says, a lot of times people want to be Mahadar, to be Mekayim, the Shita of the Rambam, but sometimes it comes out, a Chumra Asi De Kula. Why? Because they say they take non-mavushal yayin that has no added sugar. And he says many times, someone tastes it, it's cut up to the taste of chaymetz. If you look on page one Aleph, he says, Amnon Nira, Shizar Shehidizeh, Lotte Shitas Rambam, Lo Yeh Chumra Habali De Kula. Shepa'amim Taimei Karev L'Tam Chaymetz, Va'ad Pasam Edina. He said, if it's Karev L'Tam Chaymetz, then it might be a problem. Gamalavi, Haloi Medina, Tuch Yayin Tam Va'arav L'Shleisig. Vorm Shulchan Aruch, Simin, Ayin Reish Beid, Va'ayin Ramasham, Shinogu L'Kaj V'Yayin Mavoshal, Afil Yesh Yayin Acher, Akshayin Tev Kamayim Mavoshal.
Is that dry wine?
Last week we saw, by Yayin Yashin, the Magen Avraham says, that even though you're allowed to use Yayin Megitoi, but it's a mitzvah and a mukhah to use Yayin Yashin. Now, it seems to be a shayla in the Yayin Yashan, is it tali because it's be'etzem or chashiv? But maybe if you don't like it, you should use it. Or no, it's only something that you like. The Levush says that the whole mile to use Yayin Yashan is only if it's tam l'chichay, that he likes it. If he doesn't like it, then it loses its chashivas for kiddush because based on what you like. L'maisa, I guess it would be tali in this type of shayla also. He's saying that you see that if Yayin she'enim avushal is better than, if the Yayin Mavushal is better than the Yayin She'enim Mavushal, you're allowed to use Yayin Mavushal. So he's assuming that what does it mean better? It means that you like the taste better. So he's saying that you see from here that L'chadchilo you should try to use a wine that you like, how it tastes. Right, so Anachim, if you don't have a taste for very, very dry wines, Yesh Ladon, if you should use it for Kiddush. Assume nowadays there's so many different wines that probably someone could find a wine that they do like.
What's the makar to say? Tell me my personal opinion.
Yeah, I don't know. So the Levush brings it down like that, and he wants to say maybe, I don't know, maybe it's I don't have a real makar for it. I was just clarifying. Ramosha, he also brings this down. They say b'shem Ramosha, which is also what's the makar to have yayin that's arv. He brings a raya because you see that if yayin shein mavushal is better, if yayin mavushal is better, what does it mean better? So he's understanding better means obviously you like it better. That's the way he's understanding it. That's the way Moshe Shlomach is understanding it. You could maybe say that one of the makaris of Kiddush, of Aliyayin, is out the din of the Karasal Shabbos Einig. You should have Kiddush Makim Suda, and we said over that the Suda makes the Ayin Chashiv, so maybe if you have no Einig from this type of drink, maybe it would be a chesaron. But the L'chayr nowadays, a person could find, I assume there's enough wine on the market, maybe we should take a field trip together. I assume that one could find a wine that would be B'yotz all the days. Once you use grape juice, then you get into a problem. Now, B'negea, white wine, also brought down from the Ramban, The Gemara said, Ma'u to use Yayin Lavan. So there's a Shayel and Rishayim. What's the Gemara Shayel? The Gemara Shayel again a Sachim, or is it Megay Kiddush? The Gemara for Yadayis, Al Tira Ki Yayin Kis Edoim, you see that there's a Milan wine for being red. Now, the Ramban Taka Paskins, that the Gemara is really talking about Kiddush, and therefore, L'chadchila, you should not use white wine for Kiddush. And other Rishonim say that no, that the Gemara is only handling when again the Sachim, not when again Kiddush. L'malach l'maisa, Shulchan Aruch brings down the two days. Also, again, he brings down some on page Mem Vav in the Shulchan Aruch is in Ayin Resh Beis. Siv Dalid. It said, "Mekatcha on Yain Yaver and Bam Poitzer the Kasha Filled with the Yaver." I'm Avdi Lavam Minig Oilam Kisar Vishayna. Again, he said the Minig Oilam is Kisar Vishayna, and the other Vishayna, the El Yerabba said, even though the Minig is like the Svar Vishayna, the accused white wine, something that's very very white. Someone said, I still brought down that today we don't have these types of wines, but something that's very very white that you shouldn't use. And Zaksa Mishabura that Lekula Alma Mitzvah Mufchi is to use red wine. The Kuliyam, he said, it's a mitzvah min ha-mufcher taka to use red wine. So basically, a person wants to have a mitzvah min ha-mufcher, he should use red wine that's not mavushel that you like. And you eat it all the days. Now, if someone has a problem that Yudaka doesn't like wine, so then he doesn't like the taste of it, he doesn't like the feel of it, so is there any other eitzah? So did the shayla really about making yayin mazik, mixing wine with another wine? Is that to find a mazika? So they bring down over here from the Minchas Yitzchak. The Minchas Yitzchak wants to say that as long as you have half wine or half wine she'ena mevushel, that would be fine. So you could take a yayin she'ena mevushel, half the cup, and fill up the rest of the cup with yayin she'ena mevushel or grape juice, yayin mevushel or grape juice, that would also be fine. Also, but again, red wine, that's one that also to know, that red wine is a different type of wine. You can't just take a whole cup of white wine and then put a mash of red wine to give it a red tinge. That would not be enough. And I saw Shmuel Kamenetsky Taka said like that also, because the word is, the sight of red wine is that it's a mahus of red wine, not the color of red wine. So therefore, avada, that would not be enough. But meziga, they're all saying that you should use half and half. But be'emes, there's another place to be mekel, which has been again meziga bezman hazeh. The Rama says that even bezman hazeh, you can have one fifth wine and five and the rest water. As they state in the Rama. The Rama says like that. Lamaisa, other people, the other Svarim, the Tilo the David, and Rabbi Yashin goes like that. He wants to be machmir, but man is there, but kamat, no, you can't do any mezika. But there is zikr, a makim to be mekel. There are many, many paiskim. I saw Ramosha, but then Mashem Ramosha. Ramosha held even with man is there, you could do mezika. And especially if you're doing mezika with wine itself, which might make it better, because you're not really, but if you do water, maybe if you do so much water, then it's makalkalate. But if you do with grape juice itself, then there's a zikr makim that it might be a better mezika. So like them, there's also a way to be mekel, meaning someone doesn't like to drink wine, but he wants to get in all the chumras. So either you could do half wine and half grape juice, or if that's too much, and you want to try to chap around the different cheetahs, there's a zikr makim to be mekel that you could do, or 1/5 the regular wine, yayim avushel, and the rest you could do with grape juice. Okay, next week in Metz Hashem will be Mamshach. Hopefully we'll get to the Indian of schnapps and Chemar Medina.